We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we are beginning at the end of the eighth line from the top of the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda, offer Levenasa Shari, crushed up sand from a brick, is mutter to wash your face with it, even if you have a beard. And the Mepharshim explained, because we're going according to Rav Shimon, that Dov Hashem is Gamaz mutter, we're passing like Rav Shimon. Amar Rav Yosef, Kuspa de Yismin Shari, which means the junk from the sesame seeds. Also, you can wash your face with that. You're not worried about pulling out of here. Amarava offa pilpuli shari, the sand, it basically means ground up black peppers. Also, will be mutter, even though it might pull out some here, but it's ain't a mechavin, I'm going like Rav Shimon. It's not a psikration. Amarav sheshes, barda shari, let I use barda also to wash your face. My barda. Amarav yesiv, tilsa Allah, it's third aloe, and aloe pulls out some here. But it's only this concoction is only a third aloe, vatilsa asa, a third of roses, hadassim, myrtles, vatilsa sigli, and a third violets. These three things together you're allowed to use, even though the aloe itself could pull out some here, but since it's three together, it's not a psikresha. Omrav Nechem Vayesif, kolhechi leka rubad aloe shabadam. He argues, says you can have 45% aloe, you can have more than 33%, as long as it's not raiv. It's mutter. Rav Yosef said you only can have up to a third. He says you can have up to 50% of aloe, and it's not a problem. Are you allowed to smash zesim on Shabbos? And Rashi explains it means on a rock to sweeten it. These to smash on a rock to sweeten it. You allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, what's the shaila? So Rashi's mashva, and the first one types like that, the shaila is because you're not allowed to make a oichel, you're not allowed to be mashva oichel on Shabbos. It's a issa of tircha. And the question is, I'm allowed to do that on Shabbos. But some Rishonim asked that what is it coming to our sugi? You'll see the sugi goes back into shaila of taking showers. How does it come, you know, about washing your face, not showers, but washing your face. So how does it come into the sugi here? How does the sugi of mashva oichlim come into the sugi? So they say it means, the shaila is, could I use this zesim on my face on Shabbos? That's the shaila. But like we'll learn with Tosfos. That we'll learn. That means shaila is, can I make it into oichlim on Shabbos? Right, the Gemara. Your question is on Shabbos. Amalu v'chi v'chol mi'atiru, is a mutter in the weekday? Is a mutter in the weekday? Because Shabbos should have oichlim. He holds it's a problem. It's hefsir oichlim. Because when you smash it on the rock to sweeten it, some of the juice comes out and it goes lehefsit, and it's hefsir oichlim. And no one speaks to that. But you could clarify why isn't a problem of schita on Shabbos. Teretz says you have to say that since it's going to Ibud and it's in a mechavin for that, so therefore it's mutter. Balka upon him, the question is, the shaila was allowed to be for Zayin b'Shabbos, and he asked them, in the week they can't do it either. Because he holds Hefsir Oichlim Zasa. So the Marlein pleaded to Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Oysa Adam called Tzarkoi v'Pas. A person allowed to do anything he wants with Pas. He could, so Rashi says he could use it for any tashmish, and he also could smash it up and put it into the tafshel. Mashma and Rashi, that if you use pas for not its regular use, it also goes into the iser, maybe of hefsir oichlim. Maaser Shmuel says you're allowed to do anything you want. That's for your tzarech, you're allowed to do anything with pas. But the question is, so what's his taina that in the chol you can't smash zesim because of hefsir oichlim? What do you mean? Shmuel says you're allowed to do anything you want with pas. The reason is, Amri pas lem isam. When you do something with the pas, you're not making it disgusting. Hani, this, me'isi, you're making it disgusting, and therefore, that was this problem when you shouldn't do it. He shouldn't do it on the weekday either. So, Gemara Vayta, Amemer umazutra ashi avayasvi, they were sitting, Aisle kamei barda, it was on Shabbos, they brought to him barda, this mixture of aloe and myrtle and violets to wash his face, to clean his face. So, Amemer Rashi, Moshu, Roy Rashi, washed the face. Like we said before, it's not a problem, because it's not a psikresha that pulls out here. Mazutra le moshu, he didn't wash his face. Amru lele sovala mar lahodam Rav Sheshes barda shari, you don't hold Rav Sheshes says that barda is muta. Amru Rav Mordechai bar minei demar. Don't worry about Mazutra, because he holds that filo b'chol namile svile. He holds you can't even wash your face in the weekday. Why not? Sovala kodot tanya megara odam gildi tsoya gildi maka. Shabbosari. You can wipe off pieces of tzoya or pieces of blood off your basar. Beshvil tzaroi, because it's bothering you. But in Beshvil yapois, if you're doing it because you want to beautify yourself, it's aser. That's the brisa says. He holds like this brisa. Why is it aser? Rashi says, because lo yilbash. To beautify yourself is aser, because lo yilbash. So who the other man the whole life? But inu commands for all. Kehada Tanya. Reichitz Adam Panav Yada Raga V'Chol Yoyim V'Shvul Kainay. A person that washes hands and feet and face every single day V'Shvul Kainay V'Shvul to mechabit his creator. Because it says, like Rashi says, "Kibitzelam alikim." We're telam alikim, and also, and people will see Brias Noyes say a bracha, bracha shkachalei ba'alamai, and therefore you're doing it for kavod of Hashem. Shem shenema kol pa Hashem lemanehu. Everything Hashem created in this world is for His kavod, and therefore, when you're washing yourself, you can have kavana to do it, mechabed the kodesh baruch hu, to give kavod the kodesh baruch hu, and that will be a mitzvah to wash yourself. They hold that's the mitzvah. And that's the mitzvah, they're allowed to wash himself. Okay, so that was the reason why Mazutra didn't wash his face, because he held it was a problem of lo yilbash. So, something more about it. We'll go back to Atmana. It said in our Mishnah that Rabbi Lozman Azariah said that when you make Atmana with the Gizei Tzemer, you can't take the pot out. Why? Because all the Tzemer, all the wool will fall into the hole, and you won't want to recover it anymore, because Muksa. So he says you should mat al tzida, put it on its side, and everything pours out. And that way, you'll get out the food without moving out the kupa. And Chum said, "No, I could take it out and put it back." Everyone agrees that if everything falls in, you're not allowed to put it back together. And why not? So even though I could do it with the pot, maybe push the pot this way, push it that way, and all of a sudden the gizit sam will be good. The reason is because this type of tiltum atzad is worse. Even though tiltum atzad a lot of times mutter to move something or do something else, but here, if I'm maneuvering it this way and that way, then it's a problem tiltum atzad. That's what Tosis speaks out. Tosis the Ramaskal kol moedim asked I tiltum atzad, and for Tosis hacha odav tfeim tiltum atzad. Here it's better, which means it's more of a tiltum than tiltum atzad. Why? Should sarach taltal eilech ve'eilech kasheroitzim lahatman. I want to move it this way and that way. I want to do hatmana. Therefore, it's worse. So therefore, Rav Chiya Ba'ash says, "Vashem Rav," that everyone agrees that if it's a skalkal aguma, I cannot put it together, even with the pot, like Tosha says. Tana, and our Mishnah says, "V'chom oimrim noitul amachzi." You can take out the pot and return it. Hechidam, idloin a skalkal aguma. If the guma did not get ruined, shapikam rabbanon. So what's the problem? Of course, I could take it. If it's very solid, it won't get ruined. I could put it back in, and the tamana will stay. So why would you argue on the rabbanon? Shapikam rabbanon. Elav, Alpha Fidin is Skalkla Guma, must be even Skalkla Guma. Still, he'll have to do it. So, what's Pshat? It must be Pshat that he holds that type of Tiltum Atzad's mutter. And it's a Kasha on Rav. And it's a Kasha on Rav. Dr. Gemara, look, oil is Skalkla. It's not for sure going to get ruined. Vacha Vachoshim Kamifli. If you're worried, it might get ruined. Marsha Vachoshim Shemna Skalkla Guma. Rav Lozman Azari says, "I'm worried. If I take it out, it might fall back, and I'm not going to be able to put it back together." And the Rishonim speak out. It's not a machlokes the metzias here, if it happens or not. The Rabbanon holds, since even if it happens and I put it back together, it's only issa the Rabbanon. You don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. I can't take it out because maybe it's going to get broken. Then maybe I'm going to do it again. So that's a problem of the Rabbanon. You don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. But the Rav Lozman Azari holds it is a problem. You are being gzeir out of that. So that's the machlokes. When I take out the pot with the gizit tzemer, the machlokes is it, are you gizit that might collapse and you'll put it back together or not? And why can't you put it back together? Because it's muksa, the gizit tzemer. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Huna, Hai silikususam, Rotza, Dotza. This silikusa was like a smelling, like a nice grass that smelled good. It looked nice, it smelled good. And the ministers liked having in front of them the chashuv people. So you have to do before Shabbos, you have to dotzah shof of hot dotzah. They have to move it in and out, so that the whole, it was always dipped in sand, and they had it in a flower pot, they brought it around, it was always in sand, keep it fresh. So the dirt has to be, the whole has to be good before Shabbos. Then it's shari, v'lav aser. What's the problem? So Rashi learns the problem is muksa, because if it's not good, if it's not solid to go in and out, then I might have to move it around, I might have to come to move offa on Shabbos. There's other pshat in Rishayim. I'm going to go with Rashi's pshat. That's a problem of muksa. And the same thing, Omar Shmuel, Hai Sakina, in those days, they didn't have so much storage space. Where did they keep the knives? They kept the knives in the bricks of the wall. The baby over it's between the bricks. Dots are shachav. How the dots? You have to put it in and out a few times. Then shari. Then it's mutter. V'lav also, because it's a chshash, you might move around the sand when you put it in. Mazutra, v'tema rav ashi, omar, v'gudrisa, d'koni shavadam. You let it keep your knife in like a bed of konim, of reeds, because there you're not worried there'll be any shayla of don't use muksa shayla there because you're not moving anything, and you're not worried that you're going to be memache, going to smooth out the konim. You're not worried about that on Shabbos. Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Amasa Raktina Tziyuftam Ask You Akasha. You're saying that you have to be careful with this little leaf or this knife, they shouldn't move any offer on Shabbos because you hold that's usher. When I ask you a kasha, I'm going to show you that that's called tiltum and sad, that's mutter. It says in the braisa, toimin lefes, let's say you put turnip in the ground, it's already fully grown, but you're storing it in the ground with sinoinis or radishes, tachas hagefen, under the vine. And when you mix this out of Megulim, and some of it's Megulim, any choshes, you can just pull it out that way. Even though you're moving offer, it's no problem. And also, there's no chash, any choshes, loy mishum kalayim. There's no chash of kalayim, even though you put it next to a gefen, and there's no kalayim because it's not growing here, I'm just storing it here. Loy mishum shviya, it's not worried about shmita, I'm not planting it. Loy mishum maise, I don't have to worry that I grew a little bit and I have to give maise because it's a fully ripened thing. When the talim v'shabbos, I'm allowed to pull it out on Shabbos. So what do you see? I could pull this out on Shabbos, even though it moves off or moves some of the sand. Teretz says, it's called Tiltum Atzad. And Tari speaks to that, it's even better than Tiltum Atzad. It's called near, just like falling off. And that's for sure, it's like shaking it off. That's for sure mutter. And therefore, there's no problem with the knife or the other thing. Tiyufta, it's Taka Akasha, that Madiyamo said that putting a knife in and out or putting this little stalk of Vesamim, of perfume in and out, is a problem of muksa. You see from here, it's not a problem of muksa.